It is 12 minutes, almost 13 minutes for that matter, because accuracy is our bellwether. 69 degrees on our way to a high of 84. Clear tonight down to 62, but it's always sunny when Lisa Wilson, I knew it began with an L, just totally discombobulated today. She's from the Independence Chamber of Commerce joining us in the studio. Maybe your name should have been Lori.
That's right.
Yeah.
I answer to about anything.
Yeah. Well, we'll officially change it. If I can't get Lisa straight in my head, we'll just do a ceremony in here and officially change it. Yeah,
okay.
I have that power as a morning show host.
You've got the microphone. You can do what you want.
I've got the power. So, lots of stuff going on, if I judge anything by the thickness of the stack I'm holding in my hand right now. What's going on?
Well, first I want to give a shout out. I was at the Montgomery County Action Council dinner last week, and I was approached by Kyle Stevens, who is from Stevens Vending right here in Coffeyville, and just made a comment about how much he enjoys our conversations on Tuesday morning. So he's listening, and hopefully he's listening today as I give him a shout out. But it's always nice to hear when people comment and talk about our conversations.
What was that name again?
Kyle Stevens.
Hi, Kyle Stevens. Thank you for listening to the show.
Stevens Vending.
Of Stevens Vending.
That's right. So I thought it would be nice to start the list of activities with more information about some food distribution.
Right.
You know, we go to the grocery stores. We see the increasing costs in food.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but all of these kids are home for the summer. Mm-hmm. And so parents are having to absorb that extra cost, where during the school year, they might be getting, breakfast and lunch. And even after school programming, they have snacks available there. And many times they qualify for free and reduced lunches. So there's not even any cost involved. So it is expensive this time of year. So I wanted to let everyone know about an opportunity in Independence, and it is a food distribution that is taking place every Monday through the month of July. However, next Monday is the 4th of July, and so they're not having it due to the holiday, so it will be the remaining Mondays in July. And they did have it yesterday. It's provided by 360 Community Services. And it's a free weekly food distribution, but it's for kids. So you have to have your kids in the car when you pull up. And if you have three kiddos, then they give you three boxes or they give you food for three kids. And I think a gallon of milk for every child. I was reading about it on Facebook, and there were comments being made about, what about the elderly? What about the disabled? What about
There's
just
always
people
the
in general?
What about? Let's help somebody.
Yeah,
it's better than helping nobody.
Absolutely. So I totally agree that it would be wonderful if this food distribution reached everybody, but the parameters of it do not allow that. So we're just going to have to be happy for what we have, that we can feed these kids, and know that you need to go to the Assembly of God parking lot at 2414 North 8th Street. And it's for children 18 and under to receive the food boxes, and it's from 4 to 5:30,
and you got
to
bring the kiddos with.
They do have to have the kids in the car with them,
right? Okay, and again, the negative naysayers, knock it off. Okay, somebody's getting helped. That's really all you should care about.
So, we have some other options for children and adults. We have three other great opportunities because of the caring support of our local churches in Independence. We have three free meals a week that are available basically to anyone. And the first one would be this evening at First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel Street. They call their food or their meal Open Arms Diner. They set it up like a restaurant, so it's really fun when you go in there. And they also have they have carry out meals only right now from 5 to 6. And then Wednesday at First Baptist Church at 220, they're offering free dinners beginning
at 220 South Penn.
I'm sorry, no 220 problem. South Penn. They're offering free dinners starting at 5:45. And then on Thursday evenings, all the local churches go together. They take turns providing a meal. It's held at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And these meals are carry out as well starting at 6 o'clock. So
There's something
for
everybody.
Lots of opportunities, yeah. Yes. And the Community Access Center has the food pantry, so you can go by there and make application to get food boxes there as well. So on a high note here, as far as new businesses in town, the Chamber's excited to have a ribbon cutting. In fact, we have a couple of ribbon cuttings this week. Sunflower State Nutrition at 108 East Myrtle is having their ribbon cutting tomorrow at 11:30. And they provide Herbalife shakes and teas, which I am addicted to.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had them?
Not yet, no.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so much here I haven't had yet.
Oh, you got to try them out because the shakes are kind of meal replacements, but it's like going to Dairy Queen, only
uh-huh.
It's nutritious.
Dairy
Queen
is meal replacement.
And I'm not knocking Dairy Queen because I go to Dairy Queen
it's
plenty.
It's meal replacement.
Yes, that is. It is. I'm addicted
to. I'll have the Blizzard, please.
Oh, my gosh. Have you had the cotton candy Blizzards?
I wouldn't. Nah,
oh,
nah.
Goodness
Diane,
sakes.
On the other hand, that's something she would like. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Brent Littleton and Dairy Queen's Cotton Candy Blizzards are the bomb.
Mm.
Caskin Grove at 207 North Penn Avenue is a new store in Independence that offers gourmet vinegars and olive oils. I brought you one last
week.
Yes,
you did, and it was delicious.
Was it on your spaghetti?
She put it in with the noodles as she was boiling and just gave it that little extra, that Italian authenticity.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You should go there and taste all that they have. So they're having a ribbon cutting on this Friday, actually, at 11:30. So we're going to have First Friday in Independence on Friday, and then we'll jet on downtown. And
Scissors are getting a workout.
That's right. They are getting a workout. So anyway, everyone is invited to attend these ribbon cuttings. You don't have to have a special invitation. You just have to.
This is your invitation right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Independence and want to support small businesses and be a part of good things that are happening. You know, the weather is absolutely beautiful.
Today.
Yes.
Not so much tomorrow.
Okay, it's starting to heat back up.
Yeah, the meteorologists are going to be cranking up the thermostat over the next few days. And by later next week, we're going to be right back where we were.
Well, later next week on the 9th, that's our golf tournament.
Right.
And I don't care because all I want is no rain on a golf tournament day.
It doesn't look like there's much rain.
It
doesn't look like there's much rain in the future anywhere.
Good. All right. Well, for now, if you're looking for something fun to do, at least this afternoon while it's nice, you can head out to Little House on the Prairie. I always like to mention this as something fun to do. So get out there and check it out. I believe it's $5 for adults to get in. Kids are $3. And make sure that you put Carrie's birthday celebration, which will be coming up at the end of July on Saturday the 30th, on your calendar. And make sure that you go out for that special event. They always have cake and ice cream, and
she's
they have music.
She's going to be 152. They're
Isn't
so
that
cute
amazing?
At that age.
Oh, goodness. And if you need more information about visiting Little House on the Prairie, call 620-289-4238. Mid-Continent Band will be playing tonight in the Riverside Park Kelly Band Shell at 7 o'clock. They will also be playing next Monday on the 4th of July at 7 o'clock. They will play a regular concert, and then the fireworks will start at 9:30. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but it's beautiful tonight, so take advantage of enjoying some great music in the park in the band show. And we always like to talk about music and places to eat in downtown. Robbie Bell, who's actually from Coffeyville, is going to be performing at Dickie's tomorrow evening. So everybody needs to jet on over to Independence tomorrow evening at 6:30 and listen to Robbie Bell as she plays. And then
some good music with your ribs.
I know. That's right. That's right. And then we always talk about what's happening at the brewery. They have musical bingo on Wednesdays at 7, trivia night Thursdays at 7. There won't be any beer yoga on the first Saturday of the month because of the holiday weekends. So you're going to have to wait, Bill, until August to do beer yoga.
What?
Yes.
Then there's no yoga for Bill. I'll just do it at home.
Oh, okay. Okay. And karaoke night at Turbo's on Friday night. They have Thirsty Thursday happy hour from 4 to 6 at Turbo's. And they also serve 99-cent hot wings, which actually sounds really good. And then Brian Leedy, who is playing at Uncle Jack's now, starting at 6 on Friday nights. And he's moved back to Independence. He's been working on a movie soundtrack for Love, Song, and Power. and he's a lead publicist and music director for this film. And when he plays, Brian plays on a keyboard, but it truly sounds like a full band is right. playing. So check that out every Friday night at Uncle Jack's. So lots of good music, good food, and independence. If cooking is your thing, you can get some fresh vegetables, cook up a storm at the farmer's market. Every Saturday, we have Farmer's Market in Independence from 7:30 to 11, and then again on Thursday afternoons from 4 to 7. It's at the corner of Chestnut and 8th Street, right behind Annie Mae's, and there's lots of vendors there. They've got great food. You can go on the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page, and you'll see pictures of some incredible breads and rolls and cinnamon rolls and all the fresh vegetables and everything. So,
one of the high points of any small town is their farmer's market.
I know. Yeah. I love a farmer's market. When we travel different places on the weekends, mm-hmm. it's always fun to just find out if they have a farmer's market and go check
it out.
Get
a taste for the local flavor.
I know. Yes. I know. You absolutely do. I want to remind everyone that Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center would be a great place to hang out, as you mentioned, when the weather heats back up. Admission is $4. The pool is open Saturday through Wednesday from 1 to 6, Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And best part about it is Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays you can get in for half price from 4 to 6. And on Thursdays and Fridays you can grab sunscreen and the entire family and beach towels and head over there from 5 to 7 and get in. A family of up to 5 gets in for $5. And then I want to remind everyone that Wednesday, which is tomorrow, the 29th, they will close at 5 o'clock for a swim meet.
Right. When I was a kid in eastern Iowa, we lived in the pool during the summer. Yeah.
I know. The pool. It's packed when you go by, mm-hmm. when you drive.
It was like people's soup.
Yeah. And that's kind of gross.
Kind of gross, so, but that's what it is. All these
lots of chlorine is in
bobbling.
There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
You can't open your eyes under the water
that's
because
right.
they're going to burn.
And we're glad about that.
Yes.
Also in the park, especially when the weather is nice, train rides are 50 cents. Carousel rides are a nickel. A round of miniature golf is $2. And I just want to mention that these rides are available Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1 and again in the evenings from 6 to 8:30. And then Saturdays and Sundays, basically all afternoon from 1 to 8:30. And I went by Glow Golf. And I'm telling you, if you're not playing Glow Golf, you're missing out. So I talk about Glow Golf all the time, but I have never seen it in action.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed. They light up that whole miniature golf course with all these little flashing lights along like the fairway, you know, where you're putting the ball.
Reminds me of the 60s.
Oh, it's so cool. And then they all have these glow-in-the-dark golf balls, which I knew about.
Right.
But I did not know that they put all of these extra things in. When you go by, it's like outer space, you know, when mm-hmm. it's nighttime. They're
or like
all
Christmas
flashing.
Time.
Oh, it's so cool. And it was packed. There were tons of people. I wasn't going to just golf by myself. I didn't have anybody to go with. So I just sat in my car like that person.
Just mesmerized by the lights. Yeah.
Yes, and just watched them all play. And I took some pictures. So you really need to check that out. It's always on the fourth Friday of the month. So it'll be July 22nd. And I think it's $5. And you usually start around 9 o'clock. I was there around 9, so the sun was still up a little bit. But it was starting to get, it will get dark.
It was dusk-like,
so.
Yes.
That's right. Want to remind everyone that school will be starting soon. I know that no one wants to hear those words, but except for the parents, maybe.
Exactly.
That's
yes.
right. But Sherwin-Williams is hosting a school supply and hygiene drive now through August the 1st. So you can drop off all these items at 1802 West Main. And all of the donated items will go to the kids in Independence. So if you're out shopping, grab a couple of extra packs of pencils, some glue sticks, and some notebooks, or some deodorant and shampoo and body soap, and drop those items off there. Much needed and much appreciated.
Indeed.
Another opportunity for something fun, especially if it's hot outside, the Independence Historical Museum has a working air conditioner. So
that's good.
You can go
that's
to
better
the,
than I got.
The 16th annual Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit. I've been saying Verdigris wrong.
Verdigris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've heard it pronounced
actually more verdigris than verdigris, but
yes.
Well, I would say in French it would be verdigris.
Somebody that I Anyway, yeah. Somebody that I thought probably knew what they were talking about was saying verdigris one time. So I'm like, okay, I've been hicking this up, and I need to say verdigris.
But you're from here.
So I know.
Yeah.
But it never felt right to say verdigris. So I asked my sister.
The verdigris.
Yes. Who is an English teacher, and she broke it down for me, but basically said that I should say verdigris valley. So that's what I'm saying. Verdigris valley.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was my first day here, John Leonard was giving... myself and Diana ride around town, and we saw the sign for the river, and I said, how do you pronounce that? He goes, verdigris.
Okay.
So John is the foremost authority on everything in my mind.
Okay.
So we can just go with that.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the 68th Annual Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit is going on now through the 7th of July. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and you can get into the art exhibit for free. Anything that's in the gallery is open to the public and free, no charge. So check that out, especially if you're looking for somewhere cool to hang out.
And you will not be tested on your pronunciation of Vetter.
That's right. That's right. And this week we have First Friday. And I just want to invite everyone to go to First Friday. It's a morning event from 7:30 to 9 at the Civic Center. Completely free. We get sponsors to pay for the amazing coffee and muffins from Annie Mae's. And it starts, like I said, at 7:30. We usually wrap up around 9 o'clock. We usually have about three to four subject matters that we cover. And this week, we have Melissa Johnson and Chris Ferguson, who both are Leadership Independence class graduates. And they are going to be talking about their eSports class project. They... made a donation to the Independence Public Library for eSports equipment because we know that that is a growing sport. It's now in colleges for degrees. There's a lot of occupations tied to that. So we're going to learn more about their class project. Our mayor, Dean Hayes, is going to be speaking about the City of Independence grant and cost-sharing programs. So that's very important that you hear and know all about the programs available through the City of Independence. And then wrapping up our speaker lineup will be Mark Lehman and Doug Harlan, and they are representing the Independence Gun Club. They're going to be giving us the latest and greatest information about the Sporting Heritage Center, which is going to be in downtown Independence.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be, eventually when it's completed, three floors. But on the main floor is going to be a wildlife exhibit and classrooms for hunting, like hunter safety and
right.
classroom instruction like that. And they have some other really exciting news that they're going to share. So I won't let the cat out of the bag on that. But just know that everyone is invited to tune in. It's a great way to network, meet new people, get involved, just have a really good time. But if it doesn't work with your work schedule because maybe you can't get out of the house because you've got kids or you have to be at work.
Or you do a morning show on the radio.
That's right. Yeah. You tune in to Facebook Live or you can watch it later on.
Uh-huh.
It'll be on YouTube and you can watch it on our Facebook page. And wrapping it up, I want to let everyone know that Niwala's Peter Pan musical auditions will be July the 6th, 7th, and 13th at the William Inge Theater at 6 in the evening. So mark your calendars for that if you want to audition for that play. I misspoke and said that it was at Memorial Hall, so scratch that. It's on the stage of the William Inge Theater.
Okay.
6th, 7th, and 13th.
The big time.
That's right. And then last but not least, I just want to give everybody a fireworks fund raising progress report. The cost of our fireworks in Independence is $19,750. They've collected just under $10,000.
Come on,
so
people.
So we're about halfway there, and the 4th of July is going to get here quickly.
It's going to be here Monday. Dig deep, people.
So if you are able...
Because you'll be the first to complain if the fireworks go away, okay? So pull out a 5, a 10, whatever you got, contribute.
That's right. Drop it by Community National Bank. You can mail it to P.O. Box 687. You can make your... check payable to the FDN for Independence. And I think it would be the Community Foundation for Independence. So CFFI is what you can just put. That makes it easy.
A little memo on there. Yeah.
Community Foundation for Independence. And put fireworks, in the memo. And send some money in. Help Jim Kelly raise the remaining money to reach the goal so that we have an amazing fireworks display coming up next Monday. Jim is celebrating 31 years of raising money for our annual fireworks celebration. So shout out to Jim for his commitment to our community. He's done so much, but we truly appreciate all of his efforts, and we want him to go out with a bang.
And so, like I said, you know, if the fireworks do go away, I can just hear it now. How come we don't have the fireworks no more? Well, did you contribute when you were asked to contribute? Oh, no, I thought somebody else would. Well, somebody else is you, gentle listener. Dig deep.
So, yes, he would appreciate your support. Everyone would appreciate your support. It's a great day in Independence. There's always a lot of people in town, families gathering, friends gathering.
Right.
It's a great day. So I'll just wrap it up there and say that I hope everybody has a safe and happy 4th of July. And if you're looking for something fun to do, come over to Independence and enjoy the Mid-Continent Band and our fireworks display.
Okay. Next time we get together, it'll be the later edition. You'll be here at like
10:10. That's right.
Because that'll be the first Tuesday of the month. Wonderful 4th of July holiday, and we'll see you then. Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.